Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for our daily update from over on West End. Joe on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Big performance by Vandy last night. Close game most of the way. Commodores pull away and win by 10 in the end. And Derek Byers was just outstanding that game.
Boy, Derek was unbelievable, wasn't he? 32 points, a career high, and did it balanced. 19 in the first half, and then added 13 in the second half, and just did so many things well. And,
including,
you know,
guard Trey Kelly.
Yeah, and that was actually a big element because they were trying to find something to slow Kelly down. They had Shane on him early and for most of the first half and part of the second, and Alex Gordon tried him on a few occasions, and finally they moved Derek over on him, and he seemed to be the most effective of the group to try to slow him down. Kelly is such a good player. And was kind of banged up a little bit, had a knee problem that was slowing him down, but he scored 21. Derek was very effective. Shane finally scored in the second half. He only took two shots in the first half and finally scored 14 in the second half. And Dan Cage had 14 as well, and they were able to pull away at the end and win by 10. But this is one of those, South Carolina, unbelievably, had won a year after year.
It's the root canal. It's the annual root canal game.
Oh, it was amazing. And, you know, Kevin, after the game, Kevin talked about it. He said, you know, I just hate this game. And it's been so difficult for Vanderbilt to win it. And they win it at a big time and now tied with Kentucky for second in the East at 7-4. And Florida coming to town on Saturday.
Yeah, Joe, I went to most of the game and got a chance to listen to you and Tim at the end exhale as you realized the game was finally in hand. But, just to big picture this, Vanderbilt now goes into the Florida game 7-4, and I thought that was huge because I think to some degree it takes a little pressure off of them. They've got a little bit of wiggle room. I think all of you guys are realistic in thinking that 9 wins will almost definitely get you in the NCAA tournament, and this was one of those when you looked on the remaining games, you had to win it because now, I don't want to say you're playing with house money against Florida, but now you go into the Florida game. Not in a must-win situation.
No, I think that's right. I think it does take a little bit of pressure off of that game. You'd hate to think you have to beat the number one team in the country to get yourself back on track. So I think that's probably pretty accurate. And it's been amazing to hear all the people talking about what they think will get you into the tournament this year. I mean, I know when we were in Knoxville on Saturday, Bruce Pearl was actually – he was saying he figured if they got to 7-9 that would get them in. And then everybody else is talking about
because Lofton had set out a couple games, right?
Well, they also have a great RPI, and Vanderbilt doesn't.
They do, but you know what? So many things set up in this conference. If teams get to 8-8 or 9-7, and somebody gets in at 7-9, things are going to get ugly somewhere. And so I know from Vanderbilt's standpoint, and given you go all the way back to remember the first year in 99-2000, Kevin's first year when they get to 8-8 in the league and win a game in the tournament and then don't get in. So I don't think they're going to take anything for granted. I'd like to get to 9 or 10 or 11 and then not have to worry about it. But it's this game Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. We usually play Florida well here. Florida coming off of a nice bounce back. They were behind for most of the game and then rallied in the second half to beat Alabama. So I think they'll be ready to play. But you're right, the win last night was very significant.
And the win over Florida will certainly look good on the old resume. Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.